The greatest Americans have not been born yet. They're waiting patiently for the past to die. Please give blood. Those crumbled tablets were to share a story with a burning bush. Where is that voice from nowhere to remind us that the holy ground we walk on, purified by native blood, has rooted trees whose fallen leaves now color code a sacred list of demands? Who among us can give translation of autumn hues to morning news? The anchor man thrown overboard has simply rooted us in history's repeating cycle, a nation in its saddened years that won't acknowledge karma. Where is that voice from nowhere, the ones your prophets spoke of? There are voices from fear, disconnected from their diaphragms, dangling from coffee-covered teeth that spill into our laps and scorch our privates. There are voices from the sides of necks, some already noosed, dangling participles, pronouns running for sentence, serving life in corner offices and ghetto corners. Their voices are the same, dead to themselves, numb to the possibility of truth existing beyond that which they can palm in their hands, period. There are voices of elders, which seem to do no more than damn us to our childish ways, for in many households wisdom no longer comes with age. So where is that voice from nowhere, that burning bush, that passing dove? I hear the voices of generals calling for ammunition, presidents calling for arms, women calling for help. Where is that voice from nowhere, that God of Abraham? Can he be heard over the gunfire, the whiz of passing missiles, the crash of buildings, the cries of children, the crack of bones, the shriek of sirens? Or is that his mighty voice, your angry God craving the sacrifice of virgin generation's sons degenerate, your holy books written in red ink on burning sands? Your prayers between rounds do no more than fasten the fate of your children to the hammered truth of your trigger, a truth that mushrooms its darkened cloud over the rest of us, so that we too bear witness to the short-lived fate of a civilization that worships a male god. Your weapons are phallic, all of them. That dummy that sits on your lap is no longer a worthwhile spectacle. His shrunken pale face leaves little room for imagination. We have spotted your moving lips and have pinned the voice to its proper source. It is a source of madness, a source of hunger, of power, a source of weakness, a source of evil. We have exited your coliseum and are encircling your box office, demanding our families back, our cultures back, our rituals back, our gods back, so that we may return them to their proper source, the source of life, the source of creation, our mother's womb, the great goddess. We will cut through the barbed wire hangers and chastity belts. We will climb in and incubate our spirits through the winter. We will wait through the degenerate course of your repeated history. We will wait for the past to die.